CBS presents this program in color.
Such nice fresh milk right from the farm.
And nine Fräulein is for Bolton.
Only a few pennies a glass.
Hey, what's going on, Jules?
She wants to sell some milk. No, back. You know, it's against regulation. No civilian is allowed in camp.
She's not a civilian, Jules. She's a girl.
And if it's gone, she'll take.
Yeah, come on, Jules. Forget the regulation.
Yeah, Sergeant, what possible harm could I do? A big, strong man like you? Afraid of me?
Oh, shucks.
From the crowd?
I taught him that. I also taught him G. Willikers.
Please?
Come on, Jules.
All right. 10 minutes.
Okay, sir. Thank you.
But only 10 minutes.
All right. Thank you, Shooty.
I don't know what it is, but beautiful girls cannot resist to me.
No, Shoot. You mean you just can't resist them.
I like it my way better.
Here we go.
Have some.
What are you doing?
I give that note to Colonel Hogan. It's very important.
What'd you put that note in my milk for?
The guards are watching us.
Did you see that? She put that note in my...
Just don't gripe. Just give the note to Hogan.
She put it right up. Okay.
Thanks, Fräulein. Ma'am.
10 o'clock tonight, Woods, Sector Y-14. Meet important contact. The signature is Robinson Crusoe.
Hey, that's a code name for a commando.
She's a commando. I like the way this war is going.
Yes, as somebody was dropped in and got lost on a mission.
So Robinson Crusoe used the underground to get in touch with us.
I read Robinson Crusoe when I was a kid.
There's a fascinating bit of news.
I don't like it. London usually notifies us in advance of commando activity. I don't like it.
Fine. Then let's forget the rendezvous.
On the other hand, it could be on the level.
Well, let's take a vote. I say no.
Definitely no.
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 We'll make contact 10 o'clock tonight.
Hey, I demand a recount.
Write to your congressman.
One, two, three. Forget it.
It's all clear outside the wire, Colonel. Right into the woods. As Schultz is asleep. He's sitting against a tree.
Condition normal.
You see any dogs?
The dogs are guarding Schultz.
All right, look. Let's play this cozy. Give me 15 minutes start, then follow. Keep the noise down. Good luck.
Thank you.
Thank you, Liebchen. No. It couldn't be.
Colonel Hogan.
Myra.
You came alone?
Yeah. Where's Robinson Crusoe?
Oh, you'll meet him in due time. But first, there are certain precautions we must take. You're under arrest. Gestapo.
Some precaution.
Your gun. My car is parked on the road. We'll walk to it very slowly and carefully.
Serves me right for going on a blind date.
Stand still and don't say a word.
Hey, here's the colonel. And the bird as well.
Boy, I hope she's got some milk with her. I'm thirsty.
You did not come alone.
I'm a terrible liar.
Well, tell them to throw down their weapons or my first shot will be for you, in your back. Make up your mind.
Decisions, always decisions.
Hey, what's up on my leg?
Hi there, boy.
Now I'm out
there. Hold it right there. Throw down your guns. You heard me. Throw them down. Roll them down or your milkmaid friend is going to shoot me in the back. What good is half a colonel?
See, it was a trap.
Correction, is a trap, and we're in it.
Tommy, we've been shoved.
Get rid of the guns.
Boy, what a war. You can't trust anybody.
Hey, ladies, so far you've been a barrel of laughs. Now what do you want with us?
Yeah, I'm sleepy. I want to go back to camp.
All you get out of us is name, rank, and serial number. I'll promise you that.
We may not even give you the serial numbers.
Good evening, gentlemen. I'm Major Hagen, Robinson Crusoe. You've done very well, my dear.
Danke.
Real chummy, ain't we?
Now, Colonel, we're going to have a nice little talk.
The only talk you'll get is name, rank, and serial number. You obviously know we're prisoners in Lufstalag 13.
Oh, I know a great deal more than that. For example, you're running an underground organization.
What?
You assist Allied prisoners to escape.
You've got the wrong information somewhere.
You also sabotage the German war effort.
Wrong again.
The commandant of Stalag 13, Colonel Klink, has no knowledge of these activities because he's a fool.
It's the first thing you've gotten right.
You have radio contact with London. Your code name is Goldilocks. You have a network of tunnels under Stalag 13. Your men make uniforms. Sergeant Carter here is very good with explosives.
Well, thank you, Major. Actually, it's not so...
Carter.
In addition, you have wired Colonel Klink's office so you can listen to his conversations. You have arms, ammunition, and contact with the underground.
He's what I call a nosy Parker.
By the way, where is your radio man, Sergeant Kinslow? Is he back in the camp? What is the expression you Americans use? Watching the business?
Oh, you mean watching the store?
Thank you.
Well, that's all right. I realize some of these Americans...
Carter! Shut up!
Carter, will you please stomach your big mouth?
Who blew the whistle?
Do you remember Sergeant Williams, a POW, was transferred from Stalag 5 to your camp?
Williams? We used him on a couple of jobs.
That's the what. Sergeant Williams is really Lieutenant Kroger, Gestapo, one of my officers. He gave me a full report on your activities. Unfortunately, he's since been transferred to the Eastern Front.
Where he was killed in action.
He volunteered. I insisted on it.
I find it very difficult to warm to this person.
Now, I could shoot you as escaping prisoners. Or I could report the matter to Berlin, get a medal, then have you shot. It's a choice.
Take all the time you want to think it over.
Yeah, you know what they say. Act in haste, repent in leisure.
Hogan, I know how important your operation is to London. Also very important to me.
What's your angle?
I've been wearing this uniform for a long time, waiting for a chance to make it pay. And pay big.
What's big?
$1 million in diamonds.
Blimey, he knows how to ask, don't he?
Where would we get $1 million worth of diamonds?
Same place you get everything else you need, from London by airdrop. You'll be taken back to Starlock 13. You have 1 week to deliver.
All right, let's say we get you the $1 million in diamonds. What guarantee do we have you won't shoot us to keep us quiet?
My dear Colonel, you have the best guarantee in the world. My word of honor.
Serves me right. Ask a silly question.
I say we do it to him before he does it to us.
Right. Knock him off.
Yeah, that seems logical.
Look, you just can't go around knocking off German officers. The ones that are left start asking embarrassing questions.
Colonel, is Mark considered...
Hi, Colonel. I just got an answer from London.
Well?
Supreme Allied Headquarters, London, to Colonel Robert Hogan, Stalag 13. Regarding your request for $1 million in diamonds, quote, are you nuts, unquote.
What kind of an answer is that?
Well, it makes sense to me. I mean, the war's costing a fortune as it is, while there can't be on a P-51.
That's the answer I expected.
What? What do you mean that's an answer you expected?
Hagel must have stolen our code. It's an even money bet he'll be monitoring our transmissions to London to keep tabs on us.
So now he thinks we can't get the diamonds, huh?
Right, but it's only the first round, Kinch. Now I want you to use the emergency code.
Ask London again?
Yeah, but this time for fake diamonds. A pile that looks like $1 million worth.
That kind they'll send.
Yeah, sure, it's much cheaper.
You're very clever, you Americans.
Thanks, Luker.
Oh, my colonel, I think you got something cooking.
Right. A Nazi fink named Hagel. I hope.
Now, Hogan, let me understand this. A mass escape in return for diamonds?
That's right, sir. Only there's a little clause in fine print. We make the deal, try the escape, they shoot us, and blame you.
I don't believe it.
I didn't think you would.
How did you communicate with this Gestapo man? He has never been here.
I can't tell you that.
Did he communicate with you?
Can't tell you that.
Where would you get diamonds?
I can't tell you that either.
What can you tell me?
There's a shortage of colonels at the Russian front.
Now, I'm going to call the Gestapo and have this traitor arrested. Yes.
No!
No?
No. They'll cover for their own men and cut your head off. Much smarter to get the evidence on him yourself, then turn him in.
It occurs to me that this is a lie. Some trick of yours.
Would you like to hear it direct from the crowd? I mean the horse's mouth. Arrange for a work detail of POWs for the Hamelberg Road day after tomorrow. You come along as one of the guards. I'll arrange for Hagel to be there. We'll talk, you listen.
Me put on a guard's uniform?
Hagel has never seen you.
Would anybody believe I could be just an ordinary private?
Why not? I believe.
I just got word from London, Colonel.
Mm-hmm.
Fake diamonds will be dropped tomorrow night. 2,200 hours.
Send Carter and LeBeau out to pick them up, huh?
Right, will do.
I gave her the message, Colonel. Day after tomorrow, Hamelberg Road.
Will she get the word to Hagel in time?
I guess so. I don't trust that dame, Colonel.
Why?
She shortchanged me for the milk.
Put it on my bill.
Colonel Hogan. Is it true that Big Shot is going to be a private?
Just for a few hours, Schultz. It's an intelligence matter.
Under my command?
Right, right.
Oh, it's a trick. Just to get me into trouble.
No, no, Schultz. It's on the level. Here comes Private Klink now.
Did you explain it to him? Now, Schultz, I want you to treat me as you would any private under your command. Understood?
Understood.
I don't want any special favors, any special treatment.
You are a private?
Yes, I am.
Shut up!
What dare you tell me?
Ah, stop! I what? Put the helmet straight. Just a stomach in. Answer only when you're spoken to.
Jawohl.
Jawohl, what?
Jawohl, Herr Feldwebel.
Let's So? About face. Fall in with the rest of them, you dumb cops. Right? Oh, it feels so good.
Hogan, I still would like to know how Major Hagel got in touch with you.
It's all done with mirrors.
The sun catches the mirror, then you give him a signal, and he signals back.
Why don't I keep my big mouth shut? Here's Hagel. Get into the woods. Come up behind the car.
Major, work detail from Stardock 13 reporting. Sergeant Hans Schultz commanding.
At ease, Sergeant. Where is the senior POW officer? I wish to talk to him.
Jawohl, Herr Major. General Hogan.
I will talk to this man alone. Carry on, Sergeant. Well?
Can we talk alone in the car?
All right. Now, Hogan, what seems to be the trouble?
Well, diamonds don't grow on trees, especially $1 million worth. I'm trying.
Yes, I know. Are you nuts?
I don't have to ask where you heard that. I'll need more time.
48 hours, no more. There's a barn on this road 2 kilometers beyond the town. Be there 2 nights from tonight with the diamonds.
And if I fail?
I will come to Starlock 13 and shoot you and your men.
How would you justify that?
Oh, I'll think of something at the last minute.
Hagel, you're a real fun person.
Whether you live or die is entirely up to you.
And Colonel Klink. We're still his prisoners. You'll have to shoot him, too, and take over the camp.
That'd take at least another 10 minutes.
So you're terribly worried about Klink.
Hogan, let me tell you something. Hitler is trying to conquer the world. If he fails, it will be on account of bubble-headed fools like your Colonel Klink.
Thought you said you didn't know him.
By the way, Mr. Wonderful.
Yes?
We're giving you $1 million in diamonds to keep your mouth shut.
I'll send you a postcard from Switzerland.
Fine. But if you change your mind, we've got as much on you as you've got on us.
That's true.
For both our sakes. Keep that in mind.
Sir, 2 hours.
Don't worry. He'll make it.
Oh, he'll make it all right, sir. I know he'll make it. There's no doubt about him making it. It's just I should have gone out with him, that's all. Hush. What time did he say it was?
What time is it, Kinch?
It's 10 o'clock. Funny. Doesn't seem like it's 10 o'clock. Well, you took your flipping time about it, didn't you? Never mind the French. English. Speak English.
Oh, Captain, we circle the whole quad division. Do you think that was easy, boy?
You got the stuff?
Yeah, we had to duck two
patrols.
I tell you, it's impossible.
We were worried about you, Andrew.
Sure you were worried about us.
We couldn't get back any faster. We'd have gotten here if we could, but it's
not that easy. That's what you're getting paid for.
Then I want a raise.
Blimey, they are beautiful.
Boy, look at that.
They're smashing, aren't they?
Boy.
Beautiful fakes. Could fool an expert.
Oh, magnifique. On dirait des vrais diamants.
Very nice indeed.
Never tell any rubbish. Here's your raise.
Merci, mon pote.
You know, Colonel, I had a bird once in London. A duchess she was. Potty a bad diamond.
Save it for your memoirs. Listen, this is our plan for tomorrow night. Clink has agreed to let us out of here. I've sold him on the idea of grabbing Hagel with this stuff on him. We go out first. Clink follows with his men after the delivery.
Right. Well, what's to keep Hagel from talking when Clink arrests him?
If he doesn't try any fancy footwork, there won't be an arrest. We let him get away with his pound of glass.
Yeah, but suppose he does try a double cross.
That's why we bought the policy from the Clink Insurance Company.
All clear on the back of the barn, sir. Just a car.
All right, now look. When we get inside the barn, under no circumstances go near the door. Understood?
Yes. Right. Let's go.
All ready, Schultz?
The whole herd coming out at your order.
Good. Now, men, tonight we're going on a dangerous mission. Some of us may not return. So I want you to...
Herr Commandant, please. I just remember, I have a little personal problem. Please, Herr Commandant, may I request a 3-day pass?
Schultz, you are a coward.
Who is arguing?
Fire! Into the truck.
Into the truck!
Oh, London decided to save you after all.
Diamond left in the British Isles.
Nice lot of merchandise you got there, Major.
Yeah, they sparkle just like glass.
Achtung! Achtung! This is Colonel Clink speaking. You're surrounded. There is no chance to escape. Come out with your hands up. I give you 2 minutes.
Clink must have followed us here.
Good. He will save me the trouble of killing you.
Look, Hagel, you can still make it by going out the back way. We'll cover for you. You got your payoff. You and your girlfriend can live happily ever after.
Myra, she's dead. And did you really think I'd let you live?
Achtung! Inside the barn! Your time is up!
I'm going out that door alone. And order him to blast this barn to pieces.
Hagel, you're making a mistake. Go through with the deal and you're home free.
Colonel Clink!
Yes, General!
Fire!
Go on, Colonel Hogan.
Well, sir, we were being pursued by Colonel Clink, so we broke into this barn.
No one has ever escaped from...
You're not testifying.
He really is a bloodhound, sir.
Silence!
Continue, Colonel.
Well, we figured we had it made. Then this man walked in and surprised us.
Major Hagel.
That's right. He had us cold. Then Colonel Clink arrived with his men and opened fire, not realizing, of course, there was a German officer in the barn.
And Major Hagel was the only one who was killed?
Yes, sir.
Sir, I assure you, had I known... Yes, sir.
Accident of war. Hagel died a hero's death. They will see to it that you and your men are severely punished. You will be taken to Berlin for further questioning.
Sir, I must protest. Colonel Hogan is my prisoner. His crime is against the authority of Starak 13. I will see to his punishment. Very well, Clink. Heil Hitler!
Heil Hitler! Hogan, you are the biggest liar I've ever met in my whole life.
Oh, he said a terrible thing to you.
I know.
He called you a liar.
Really knows how to hurt a guy.